Tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan, displaced by fighting, are living through a frigid winter in dozens of camps on the outskirts of Kabul. Last winter, more than 100 children died from the bitter cold there, and more are dying this season. The BBC's Bilal Sarwari visited one of the camps.
I can see right in front of me dozens of children. Most of them don't even have shoes. They are wearing flip-flops, sandals in this very cold Kabul winter. Others are sitting beside a wall trying to warm themselves to the sun. There's an infant baby right in front of me, a little girl, probably a few years old. She is shivering from cold. So the misery and the challenge of living in Camp Qambar is very clear. Taj Muhammad lives with his family in a small mud structure covered by tarpaulin. He lost his three-year-old son, Janan, to the cold.
I have 9 family members now. Previously, we were 10. I have been living here for 5 years in this home. Look at the roof. When it gets cold, no human can tolerate it.
Like most of the 35,000 internally displaced people here in Kabul, Taj Muhammad doesn't have a job. They are dependent on aid from the Afghan government and international aid organizations. There are regular winter distributions like this one across Kabul. On a chilly winter morning, dozens of men, women, and children are lining up to receive blankets, winter clothes, charcoal, and cooking oil. But across the country, there are nearly 500,000 people who have been forced from their homes because of fighting. And Douglas DeSalvo from the UN Refugee Agency says getting aid to those most in need is proving difficult.
Afghanistan continues to be challenged by conflict, by poverty, by lack of development, and the very most vulnerable of the Afghan citizens continue to live on the edge of survival, on very much on the border and in the margins.
But when I return to the camp to visit Taj Muhammad and his family, I discover he's been forced into a very tough decision. Over the 5 years he spent here, he's built up huge debts, just trying to keep his family alive. And now the debts have been called in.
I took out loans because I had patients at home. You can see them. I took loans to pay for food, wood, and medicine. But then they wanted their money back. I told them I don't have any money. But the people, the tribal elders told me, you have a 6-year-old daughter. We want you to give her up in exchange for the loan. So I told the elders, you can have her. You know what to do now.
Taj and his mother-in-law sit on the floor of his home trying to come to terms with what he has done. He got $2,500 for his daughter Naghma, enough to settle his loan. Now his eyes fill with the tears as he cuddles with his 3-year-old son.
As far as the wood goes, you can see the stove. You are sitting at my home. They burn quite fast, and it is cold. And as far as the food goes, this is all we have to eat, cold bread left over from the bakery on loan.
Afghanistan has received $58 billion in aid over the last 10 years, at least $3.5 billion of it in humanitarian aid. But in sub-zero temperatures, hunger and cold continue to take the lives of Afghan people. And for some like Taj Muhammad, the price of survival is painfully high.
That report from the BBC's Bilal Sarwari. Back in 30 seconds with a look at the financial mess in Detroit and the fight over whether to appoint an emergency financial manager to try to fix it. This is Here and Now.